The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This was real.
No.
It was right on top, so.
Yeah, because I was playing with the dice with force on the table showing Ethan what I was doing.
Yeah, I only had one that was that color out on the table. I got a blue one, but I think the blue one rolled crap.
Blue one rolled crap for me. It didn't roll crap for you. Actually, the one that was rolling really nice was this one.
Not for me. Mm-hmm. It was spinning really nice.
I can't read that.
7.
Plus.
Plus what?
4. All of my special attacks give me plus 4.
Sadly, that is not going to hit it.
See, this is one of the weird things. It's like, she has a plus 7 to hit in melee combat, but
well,
all of her
special, the powers,
special
weapon,
powers
she
are
she
something else.
Yeah.
Use her wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Alright. Well, we're back up the top with Rogar.
Her wisdom's actually the same as her strength, so... Why does she have
weapons? Weapons have a proficiency bonus, which adds to.
Mm-hmm. Does she have a proficiency bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3.
She's proficient.
Ragnar!
That's why.
Yes.
Hit it.
I'll try.
Get it.
He said hit it.
Oh, hit it.
9.
That would be a 15. Oh, wait.
A 15? 15 will hit it. That is its AC, so.
Oh. Well, okay.
Add 3.
I was like, okay. Oh, you're moving. Oh, hey, I hit him.
Whack-a-mole! Whack the crew thing.
14.
It's bloodied now.
Bloody crew thing.
It's a nice sickening crunch.
Well, it's more
doing
of a hack.
Anything else, Rogar?
Because it's...
I already moved.
Okay, so it's Ragnar's turn now. So.
Go again.
Whack it again, whack it again. Actually, I am going to whack
your
it again.
Damage in the shape of a K.
I'm going to do Earthshield Strike, if I can. Cock the damn die, and I get, well, I cocked it on this thing, it was like, it's like half on the 2, half off, and I got a 2 that time, so I got a and I got an 8. Like, but!
Assuming you keep marking it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's standard in your minor free action.
No, it's free.
Free
for me. So just like,
Belda.
Can I shift from here to here?
Up after that.
Yeah! Do it!
Yes, you can.
Shift.
Do it.
And then I swing.
Swing!
Bada, bada, bada.
Bada!
I don't think a 13's gonna hit.
No.
No.
Ha ha!
You know exactly what I'm planning on doing, don't you?
Park.
I got a few ideas.
Go ahead and spaz on the boss.
The whole, that thing is scary.
Cop.
20.
That'll hit it.
For 11.
It's bloody now.
best kind of Kruthic is a bloody Kruthic.
No, the best kind Kruthic. Of Kruthic is a dead Kruthic. The only good Kruthic is a dead Kruthic.
Really? And did Clark shift his... Did he use Phasmatic Hop?
Yeah.
He needs to shift his 4 or whatever. There you go. You bounce, bounce, bounce.
I get a 5.
Whatever. All right. They get to do their thing. The front Kruthic's going to keep trying to gnaw on you. And we'll get a natural 20.
Crunch?
No.
Okay. We'll not get a natural 20. We'll instead get a 15.
My eyes are dry, that's all.
No, I'm not. Because I used to be with my hand.
Oh, Asa goes, huh, there's a glimpse of the future as it's like skewering you horribly. You're like,
I go,
nah.
No.
What's
the use of having bennies if you don't use them?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The bad thing is when you use them all, you get the big bad fight and you need them.
That is true.
Could have used those, but will.
All right, the other young one that is slowed and all that's going to try to eat her.
It gets a save.
It does take 5 points damage from an ongoing...
Does it get to take save until the end of the turn?
Effect.
Only I get to take my save at the beginning.
Stop it! Stop it! It says.
I'm going to laugh when it ends up killing itself from the poison.
And now it has gets to make a save, and it actually saves against it. So it's not slowed, or it's not slowed and not taking damage anymore.
But it's still bloodied and marked. Because we hate it that much.
All right.
Hey.
And the Kruthic adult there.
The big army thingy?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem to, like, be able to hit worth a damn! Which is fine. What is he gonna do? I don't tell Joe.
You can keep really. Hitting his own
gonna,
people, that's cool.
It's going to try to eat Belda. Well, let's see if his little nifty thing recharges. It does not. So he's just going to try to claw Belda. And we'll crit on Belda.
I'll take it.
Okay,
I'll take the crit over the poison spikes.
Yes, 13 points of damage.
Okay.
Cariona, you're up with Belladonna right after that.
Do the same as the first. My dog attack. Put in a strike. That plus 4, 16 versus the young adult.
That will hit.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
20.
Oh, it dies a lot.
That's what the dog's for.
I've never seen a dog used.
Not
that
so
way
efficiently.
Before.
Okay, then I suppose the dog will shift, and as my movement, I'll draw my bow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll
here you go.
Excellent. To draw a weapon's a minor action, so yeah, that's fine.
He's cool.
Belladonna.
Gonna try it again.
Try what again?
Gonna try the storm spike. Well, maybe I shouldn't.
You can do it.
I'd like to do that. Yeah, because I get a plus 1 against him, so I'm gonna
it's bloody.
Attempt it.
Yeah, she has primal fury.
I'm gonna attempt it against the big guy.
Okay.
You can do it.
She's a plus 5 now.
I believe.
I wonder if I should I shift back though.
You can shift afterwards.
Yeah.
Doesn't really.
You can't hard. You can't shift around that hard corner.
No, I'm that way towards the dog.
That's a 15.
15
versus reflex.
15. That's what you rolled a 15, or
no,
is that what you're
that's roll? All.
Oh, that is not going to hit. I'm afraid. Reflex is a 17.
And shift I'll back. Shift back. Yeah.
And you shift back. Rogar.
Didn't I ask you to hit that? Why is it still alive?
I dropped my battle axe. I'm tired.
More tired than
shiny.
13.
13. Where are you at? 13. Any other bonuses?
No.
Any 13 will miss.
Plus 6, right? Yeah, 13.
Alright. Well, now it's Ragnar's turn anyway.
Swing again. And critically fumble.
Wow, you're good at that.
That's the fourth one this game. Or third one this game.
see if one of these fits at all.
It's slashing. It's a slashing weapon.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's melee.
Yeah.
For the fumbles.
Well, I am doing a melee.
Well, yeah. But it doesn't have the damage types for fumbles.
You're going to take... You accidentally smack yourself, and you're going to have a -2 penalty on skill checks and any saving throws until you take a extended rest.
Ow!
Oh, we'll do a short rest. Screw that. All right. You just, like, bean yourself upside the head and go... Catch the birds. Belda is up.
All right. It hit me pretty good last time. So,
pretty good? It hit you hard.
I'm going to do recovery strike.
You crit.
Natural 20.
Alrighty. What's your max damage?
10.
No, it's not.
10.
Plus your strength.
Plus 4.
So, 14.
Yes. The damage on my dice is a 10. You didn't ask about my strength modifier.
He said max damage.
What's your max damage? You're hitting with a warhammer, right?
Yes.
Oh. Roll a d3 for me.
How about a d6 divided by 2?
You can do that.
Close enough.
One.
Okay, it's dazed until the end of your next turn. It's granting combat advantage. It can only take one action, and it cannot flank.
I'm lazy.
That's cool.
All right, Clark's turn.
No.
I'm assuming. Did you want to move at all?
I suppose I should. No, I'm gonna stay there. Actually,
2 points of damage.
I'm okay with that.
Throwing at this one.
Yeah, I hit.
Yeah, there's no way that he missed.
Taking 9.
It still lives, but not by much.
It's like, I live. It's
hanging on to life by a small thread. There's enough thread for them to attack. It attacks you. Does 22?
Wait. 22?
Yes, 22.
With my 21 plus the 2 plus 2 bonus because I'm next to what's his name? Misses by 1.
Big thing tries to eat Belda again.
Just barely.
It only really thinks about it. Decides to, yeah.
That's okay. I hit it pretty good for eating me last time.
It's like, he really hit me after that last one.
I was going to do something. And,
then it got dazed.
I decided just to roll an 11 instead. All right. Cariona.
Yeah. My dog shift.
He's like, woof.
Knock over the door.
Yes, the dog knocks over Belladonna.
Big dog.
On my word!
It makes sense. I merely attack the giant beastie.
Fail.
You can take it. That's my dog.
Does he have a hangnail too?
Alright, your beastie there threatens no squares. Save ends.
I'm
not feeling threatening right now.
Oh, did you give up?
And scampers up to the monster.
Unless there's anything else, Belladonna's up.
That is a red tongue man.
I would like to use my minor action to change shape.
Your tongue is bloodied.
Do you want a marker for it?
Is it even possible for me to reach?
What are you doing? Who?
Who are you doing?
Is it possible for me to reach anyone where I'm at right now?
Most of your attacks are ranged, honey.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was finally going to do a... Okay.
That's ranged.
I was going to shapeshift, but it doesn't matter.
You'd have to... That would be an 18.
Versus what?
Reflex.
That will hit.
Which one was I doing? Storm Spike?
Well, they're both reflex. It doesn't matter which one you do.
Storm Spike.
They both do the same. Well, no, that one does more damage. 1d8 plus.
Not
plus
to mention it has to move or it takes more damage. 4.
No, 5. You'll take an extra 3 points of damage on the next turn if it doesn't move.
Well, that's kind of stuck for it, isn't it? Anything
Three.
Else?
Ooh, no. That's it.
Rogar.
Well, Obviously, I need to poke it to be able to get him to actually finish the damn thing. So use Furious Smash. I will fail horribly.
So,
you furiously fail.
Now you know how I feel.
Ragnar.
Y'all do that too well.
We've seen enough Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Dude, I watched the Conan movie.
Conan.
Wow.
Just once?
Well, just recently. You have to understand, last time I saw it, I was like five. Or six.
Oh, I love that movie.
Guardian Straight.
Lots of random sex.
Read any Conan? There's a lot of random sex.
Yeah. He gets more ass than a toilet seat.
Wow, I have a lot of sex in this movie.
Yeah, you do have a lot of sex in this movie.
Wow, that's a great shot.
Yeah,
that is a good shot.
20. To hit AC. Does it hit?
Question.
Yes.
Good.
Are you sure?
Bang, boom. That's 10 points of damage.
That beats its 2 that it has currently. So,
we'll just take that. You can have that back.
And then move around the pit.
What are you talking about?
Move around the pit.
You can shift.
I'm just going to
flanking.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, and hi.
As you shove Clark into the pit?
Beep, beep.
And I need to get over.
And I go, hi. Pay attention to me.
The javelin just comes flying up through from the pit and skews you through the head because it's Clark.
Pay attention to me now.
Okay. It says, going.
I still have eyes are spinning.
I still have a 23 AC because I'm still adjacent to Clark, so it's like.
Alright, Belda is up.
You now flank.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to clobber it again. And we're going to do another recovery strike so I can get more hit points back. 17, 19.
That'll hit it. Sweet. 19 is its AC.
And it takes 7 points of damage.
It dies.
Did it lay dead?
That's yours.
Goes over there. Did have anything else?
Deserve it.
Oh, that one didn't stick.
Ha. Yeah.
I love the properties of mathematics.
All right. From what you can tell, that was the last of them.
I'll look down the opening.
Can we find any
more? Well, some more exploration. There's like sort of a little network of very small tunnels here, but there's a big tunnel that goes back to this room.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to pull out the magic wand and practice with it on the one that's still squirming around in the pit until I either A, get it right, or B, finish it off.
Oh, okay.
A, get it right, or B, blow yourself up?
It dies a lot, eventually.
Did you finally figure out what the wand does?
It's a magic wand. It fires things. I'm guessing. So what's in its hoard?
Yeah, I heard something about
hoard. Treasure hoard.
It was just the dwarf, one of the dwarfs that asked first. What's got?
Treasure. All right.
Because you guys haven't found it.
Looking through the place, the loose pile of loot back there contains 47 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
216 silver pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Which you just know this by heft, you know, 216. And then there's a small chest that is not locked.
It's opened.
It is now opened. The small chest among the coins contains 5 amethyst gems.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find a belt pouch that has 12 gold pieces in it. And 2 potions.
2 pots. Are they orange?
Are they orange? Sure.
They're yummy.
Orange flavor.
I don't suppose I can examine the potions.
You have to give me an arcana check.
They're orange. I looked at them already.
Natural 20.
Oh yeah, those
plus
are
9.
Healing potions.
What kind of healing potions?
They're just potions of healing. You can drink one as a minor action, and it allows you to spend a healing surge, but instead of gaining your hit points back, you regain 10 hit points.
You only gain 10 hit points?
From a potion of healing, yeah.
But I get more than that from a healing surge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but sometimes you can't use a healing surge. Oh. And quaffing one of these is a minor action. So they're handy that way. And they don't, and you don't provoke attacks on them. So you just go, oh, gulp.
Did I decide to go down a passageway by myself?
I guess. You just kind of left everyone.
you got pushed off the map when Ethan wiped it.
My character's not dumb. She got a wisdom of 17.
Alrighty. Well, there doesn't look like there's any passageways leading off from this area.
So back we go.
So you either can go back to the doors in the cave or back to the doors with the stairs.
I have for doors in the cave because they're closer.
Yep.
Alrighty. Ah, yes, lovely dungeon crawls. We need maps, maps, maps.
This is a commercial break.
This is a commercial break, yes. Thank you for listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Send us money.
That was a subliminal commercial.
I don't think it was very subliminal.
No, it wasn't.
What was subliminal? Subliminal.
It says, thank you for listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Send us money.
No, it's like, we'd like to thank you all for listening to the Gamers Haven podcast money. We'd really like it if you'd actually help us out with our endeavors of gaming. We'd like you to send us games money. If you have a recorder, please actually record your live games and then send them to us. We'd love to post them for you with all the information for the game. Send us money.
We mentioned that you should send us money.
Oh, and if you feel willing to, you could donate some of us lots of cash.
I like cheese.
You will donate your entire paycheck to our cause.
I hope they know I'm joking. I hope so.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Well, you weren't.
All right. And on that mercenary note...
All right. So you come upon these doors. These bronze double doors are green with age and stained blue and purple with a thick layer of fungus. Scratched into the fungus in the common script is the message, "Stay out, really."
Oh, heavens, that's an invitation for us to open the door.
Far be it from me to ever obey a sign scrawled into a door.
That says really at the bottom.
Exactly.
So
when we come out, we're going to underline it.
Some pansy human probably came through here and scratched in with their daggers, their dying breath, you know.
Castle Og. Castle Og? Yeah, it says right here. See, it says Og. How did he have time to chisel that into the stone?
All right.
Maybe he was dying.
That's what you see. There's bronze double doors with fungus on it, and someone is scratched onto the... Scratched... Written like their with their finger on the fungus. You know?
Well, right, yeah, out. They're the most qualified
really
hit.
I grab.
They open out.
How injured is everybody first?
I'm bleeding and oozing from every orifice.
But yeah,
you guys, had enough time for a. You guys had enough time for a rest, a short rest. So,
yeah. I will use a healing surge and I will be fine.
It's fine. All right, I'm going to take the back end, take my warhammer, and push the door.
Oh. The doors open out.
Pull.
Never mind.
Push the door. Give me some help, guys.
Well, whatever's in there is staying in there now.
Well, I can't get it open.
Right, next thing.
Alrighty then.
I'll hook the handle of my warhammer because I don't really want to handle
the fungus.
Yeah. Okay. And then
I just can't handle
pull the door open.
Alright.
And push our resident tank in.
I got a 24 to identify the fungus.
Oh, you mean the meat shield?
It's
get in there!
Dangerous fungus.
Does it have curative properties?
No. It's just gooey fungus.
You can touch the fungus.
I'm a dwarf. I touch mud, I play with rocks, I don't mess with fungus.
You pull open the bronze door.
And then I push him in.
And push who in?
Me.
Okay.
The other dwarf.
Shove the dwarf in there.
I'm right behind you.
Fungus-coated stairs. Fungus-coated stairs lead down into a natural cavern. Much of the chamber is filled with a stagnant pool of brackish water. A patch of land rises from the foul water at the pool's center. On this little island, bones, spilled coins, and other small objects are visible among the carpet of fungus.
Well, that's no good.
Wait, the coins are on top of the fungus? No fungus growing on the coins?
Well, they are metals. So they don't tarnish easy.
Fungus doesn't care. It grows.
That's all water.
I guess now would be a bad time to mention I can't swim.
We're not in the water yet.
Hopefully it's not that deep.
No kidding.
As the warden takes time to take his clothes off, drops the armor. Well, I can't swim with it.
Might ruin it.
Start waving around coins.
That's why there's spilled coins.
But otherwise it's very dark inside, so...
I got a bad feeling about this place. Everyone take a drink.
So, do you guys want to light a torch or sunrod or something?
Is there...
Those of you who need it, I don't know who
I
has.
Say the cleric should hold the
you
torch.
You have low light. You guys need some minor light source.
I will go ahead and hold the torch.
Okay.
I was actually thinking
about...
I don't
know what vision dwarves have. It doesn't say anything about what vision they have in the book, if I remember correctly.
It should be right under here in your perception. Low light vision.
Okay.
I was thinking, I don't suppose anybody has a little bit of oil we could throw it out at the island and
smother ourselves up in and start wrestling in a mud pit.
No, I didn't buy any oil. Okay. Just walk in with a torch. In first.
Okay. You guys go in, you can give me perception checks.
24.
I see nothing. I got a 14.
Nathan gets a...
Michael's now Nathan's honey.
Well, I picked up the dice, I rolled it, and it's like, honey, could you? I'm like, I already did. 18 plus 9, a lot.
27.
I didn't get anything.
Cariona and Rogar?
11. ooh, pretty torch.
Right. Okay, 14. Why doesn't see anything?
Alrighty, and you got a 24.
And you got a 27.
Nathan got a 27. Well, the two dwarves up there. As you get close, as you get closer and are looking at the water, ripples stir in the calm water as if something moves beneath its surface.
I'd watch your footing. There's something in there. Yeah, do we have a general idea of where the waves are coming from or emanating from?
Very difficult with the light.
Okay. Are there any bones strewn across the ground where we're standing?
No. Doesn't look like
any debris?
It might be a rock or something.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Anybody have a sunrod?
All right, I'm going to throw the rock, kind of aiming for the vicinity back in here to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I just toss it.
All right, the stone goes in and sinks like a rock, obviously. water sort of splashes up in the back corner. The water sort of stirs a little bit, but you don't see anything come out of the water.
What is the distance from the land to the island?
The land to the island? Oh,
about 10 feet?
5-10 feet, roughly.
Hmm.
Jump it. Someone toss the dwarf!
Too far! Throw me! Don't tell the elf! that would be an acrobatics check, right?
Jump is going to be an athletics.
No, good. That's a little bit better than my acrobatics.
Yeah, strength.
All right!
Oh, it'd be athletics. I don't care.
Okay. I got a bad feeling about this. Cover me.
I'm doing it.
Because there's something in there. That is a 17 on my jump check to get to the island.
As long as you've got a 20-foot running start, you're fine.
Yes. So you go, and land amidst the fungus that goes, starts spewing everywhere. I'll leave an initiative from everybody at this point.
I can give my dog a torch.
Woo-hoo.
You can just sit there and hold it.
Mm-mm. Do you see how well that dog bit in the last fight? Initiative. I've got a 22.
I'm out of range for your bonuses.
No.
Okay.
It's 10 squares around me.
Oh, okay.
Rogar, what'd you get?
13.
Ragnar?
He got a 19.
Belladonna?
15.
Clark?
21.
Cariona?
11.
All right. Well, when you land over there, the Dankwaterner suddenly disgorges a blob of blue slime. The amorphous mass pours forward, extruding long pseudopods that end in appendages of dripping goo.
Ew, goo.
Ending in dripping. It's dripping with goo.
Nicely colored.
All right. And it basically is going to try to smack you twice.
Ooh, goo!
Ooh, 27 versus AC.
Y'all.
And, 24 versus AC.
Y'all.
For a total of 19 points of damage.
Ouch.
Good thing you healed her.
Yeah, no kidding.
As this big blue slimy mass erupts out of the water and smacks you twice. Clark's up.
I found those in the water!
That'll be a 21 versus AC.
That will hit.
Doing 10 points of damage.
Okay. The javelin goes in and immediately starts sizzling.
All right. Not getting that one back.
Belda is up.
I really don't want to hit my warhammer.
Shifting your crossbow.
Well, you're pretty sure your warhammer's not going to melt unless you leave it in the thing.
Oh, okay.
Javelin goes...
Then I'm going to hit it with my hammer. I'm going to do a recovery strike so I get hit points back. I hope. Oh, good. That would be a 24 to hit.
24 to... That will hit it.
Yup. And that is 15 damage.
It's the blob.
This one's big and blue.
Instead of pink, whatever color then, it was.
Then I'm going
red.
To shift
that one was red.
Backwards.
This is the alternate KU one, you know.
We're being eaten by KU ooze.
Nathan.
What can we roll for?
And
him?
He's out.
We
can. He's like passed out.
Well, you know, that's what happens when we hold a pillow over his face for a few minutes.
You guys gotta let me know when you're gonna do these things.
But we promised
you took out life insurance, right?
Let's see. Can he walk up to it?
Yeah.
Well, he'll have to enter the water, and it looks like the when you get close to the water on that side, this is the only one that has a gentle slope into the water from over here. Over here, it looks like you're going to be dropping into the water. If
you could jump out to the island.
And the water looks to be fairly deep.
Okay, then he's going to make his... How long is his move? Speed is 5, so can he just double move then?
Yeah.
Or he could jump out to the island.
Can you jump across?
I did.
10 foot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's an athletics
check. As long as he gets a 2-square running start, it's a lot easier, yes. And he basically makes his jumping set... makes his jump check. What's his speed?
Five.
Okay. He needs to have enough movement to be able to make it there, obviously.
2-square run.
If there's...
1, 2, and then one.
If not including the square that he's in.
Dang.
It'd be a double move for him, is basically what they're saying.
Right.
Okay. Then let's just double move.
Give me an athletics check.
He'll need to make an athletics check.
To jump.
Oh, well, what's the difference if he jumps?
Well, let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Actually, if you run through me, he's fine.
I thought he had to come over here.
Oh no, that's if you want to walk into the water.
You want to wade and swim through the water, or wade through the water and not just drop down over the edge into the water.
With his armor, he'll be fine.
It'll sink like that rock you threw in.
I should not roll for him, though.
Okay, I'll do it. We're going to do the running thing, the 1, 2, jump, 3, 4, and then land there, 5.
Okay.
Is that a double move or is that a single move?
That's a single move.
Sweet. That would be 15.
That'll make it.
Whee! And then he's going to mark the thing.
Yep. Here. Do we have the giant green ones?
I have giant green ones. Dun, dun, dun!
They'll do Earth Shield Strike. He does that one a lot.
Thinking. What's this one do? Yeah.
Okay.
We're going with Earth Spikes.
It's against AC 13.
I don't like his dice. Where's the dice that I roll for Andre? They like me.
That's better.
There we go. That's an 18 to hit.
That will hit.
AC.
That will hit it.
That's
10.
1 billion.
It takes 4 damage.
He shouldn't kick it. He's looking for the shouldn't kick.
If it starts its turn in the next...
Everyone does gain an action point after the last fight. So. And those who didn't spend an action point last time now have 2.
The creature... let's see. It says, an enemy that enters the spike field or starts there takes 5 damage.
Okay.
So, it takes 4 right now.
But if when it starts
its turn, next turn, it takes another 5.
Okay. Belladonna, you're up next.
You can electrocute it, it's in the water.
No kidding. You don't even have to hit it, just hit the water. And none of us are in the water yet.
I don't know if I can do that.
Ask.
You can do it.
I would have to hit the water if that would even affect it.
What?
My storm spike is actually a bolt of lightning.
Uh-huh.
So if we struck the water, it would do extra damage.
No, unless it's vulnerable to lightning.
At all.
Would it do damage at all?
If we struck the water, since it's in the water, would it damage the creature?
It depends on if this thing conducts electricity.
It's hold on,
it's
we need to.
Rubber?
It's a slime.
Hold on, yeah. Excuse me, we need to pause the
actually,
combat.
You
need to take it.
Actually hit the thing back out.
It's made of rubber.
Damn. Okay.
It's insulated. Yes, it's grounded. Yeah. It has ground wire.
We'll try the storm spike anyway. And I will just attempt to hit it. Maybe it'll have a really bad reflex being huge.
An ooze.
I gotta imagine a giant ooze has a good reflex.
You think?
Nice.
Ooh, that roll.
That'll hit it by the roll alone.
20. 23.
That will hit it.
That vibrating.
Stop it.
Stop
it.
Stop what?
Vibrating.
You fucking 6 points of damage.
All right, Bazaar.
I might have faith in my magic again.
Rogar.
Just maybe.
Sploosh.
You win our torch.
Give me an athletics check.
To go into the water?
Just win.
That would be a mighty 22.
You're fine.
Damn.
Okay.
Can he touch the bottom?
No.
I wade.
Oh, you tread water where you are.
I will go ahead and guarding attack it. I will spend my Benny. I found a gold doubloon.
I will spend a Benny for him.
Oh, that's why I'm rolling his dice, not mine. Okay, much better. That's a 24 versus AC.
That will hit.
Okay. That'll...
Math is hard.
6 points of damage. Yay for double ones. And Nathan now has plus 5 to his AC.
Alright. Well, Cariona's turn now.
Well, I will mark it. My minor action.
Do you have a big purple one?
I do.
Light purple or dark purple?
Dark purple.
Might also... Oh, I got the red ones out, because eventually I assume we're going to hit it hard enough that we're going to need a red
No, we're all going to die before we get there.
There you go.
Stupid negatives. Well, I guess I'll do my careful attack with my bow.
It's getting taller.
It's growing slowly. Nice. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I hit.
Yeah, whatever you're attacking,
you hit it. 26.
Whatever defense you're going after, that hits it.
Okay, and I do not believe that is correct. It's 3. Okay. So 9, 11.
Alrighty. Still up.
What? Why? What?
That should have killed it.
I know. Shut up. I should have struck its heart.
Nope, not even bloodied yet.
One of its many hearts.
Alright.
Does it have a heart?
It's a slime. It's a slimy heart. It's a lawyer.
It's one of the bubbles that's in there and it just keeps moving.
Yes. You have to aim for the right bubble. Alright, well. Starting to get crowded there. It does take 5 damage. In there?
Yep.
Take damage from you too?
If it doesn't move, it will take damage from me.
Okay. Well, but yes, it is going to move.
And it's more than 2 squares?
It has to move at least 2 squares.
Blech.
That's 1 square.
Mm-hmm. That's all moving.
Then it takes 3 more damage.
Nickel and dime. Nathan gets a swipe at it, by the way.
Nickel and dime.
It's a 4.
No.
Relax.
Alright.
Yeah. I wouldn't hit either.
Oh, yeah? Well, I would have gotten a crit. What now?
You just wasted a crit.
Yeah.
Alright. This wave, it just basically erupts this wave of blue goo out of it. And we'll hit.
Everyone except for Clark.
We'll start with Nathan's character.
We get reflex.
This is actually versus Will, so
we're not dodging. We're just resisting the urge to go.
Well, I'm assuming a 24 hits Nathan's Will.
Yes.
He's dazed and weakened. Save ends. Rogar does a 17 hit your Will.
Yes.
Your dazed and weakened save ends. Thelda does a 8 hit your Will.
No.
Cariona does a, or I'm sorry, Belladonna does a 25 hit your Will. Your dazed and weakened save ends. Now Cariona does a 17 hit your Will.
Yes.
Dazed and weakened save ends. And does a 22 hit the dog's Will?
Yeah.
No,
I'm not even going to check.
And same ends. All right. Now, as dazed, you can only take one action, and you make those. Remember, Nathan's character gets to make the save at the start. He gets to make the save at the start of his turn and at the end of his turn if he doesn't save against it. All right. That's what it does. It's now Clark's turn. Clark's happy to be
way in the back.
16 versus 18.
That will miss.
Okay.
Belda. Weakened means you do half damage.
I'm gonna move there.
He's not affected, right? Okay.
No. You're fine. You're like, eh.
Which is good because we all.
What's so bad, guys? It's just blue slime.
I should be used to this considering the amount of slime I've been covered in.
You should be. Another recovery strike. Nope. You can take my last one. I think I will switch out D20s now.
Yes, and I still have all of my Benny.
Yes. I don't suppose a 17 hits.
Hits what?
Armor.
I'm afraid not.
Okay. I don't do recovery.
Your AC is an
18. Like
18 is what you're looking for to hit this thing. Ragnir.
Oh, wait, sorry.
He can make a save.
He will save.
Save.
I
Mm-hmm. Attempts to make a save.
He does not save, so he is still dazed and weakened.
So he can do one thing?
He can do one action.
Well, he's right next to it. There's already spikes there. So he'll do Earth Shield Strike.
Okay. So Earth Shield Strike.
It's against AC.
Plus 6 versus AC. So that will miss.
Yeah.
Whiff. Belladonna.
And does he try and save again?
Yep.
Yes, he tries to save again.
20.
He saves against everything at that point, so he's no longer dazed or weakened.
Okay.
Just confused.
The dog, Howard, can take all that.
Yeah.
The dog. Take it now! Take it!
It's my
take
turn!
It.
Yes, it's Belladonna, yes. Belladonna's turn. Rogar, Ragnar, Belda, Belladonna.
God. All the same.
Totally not our fault.
We didn't even coordinate on that one.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to attempt to hit him with a seed.
Fire!
God, she's trying to plant her seed.
Yeah, she is.
18.
22 against Reflex.
That'll hit it.
Now, Nathan's spikes, do they last for just one round?
You'd have to look at it. I don't remember.
Okay. So 4 points of damage, and the squares adjacent to the target become a fiery zone that lasts till the end of my next turn. So if that, if when he starts, because he's gonna start there, I assume.
Yes.
Start his turn there. He'll take an additional damage.
Okay. Rogar, King of the Hill People.
Ragnar, hit it! Hit it!
You want to roll, or you want me to roll? Maybe I should roll.
Yeah.
Maybe you should. He is your husband, after all.
That was a, what did you get? An 8.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a 14.
That will not hit.
Okay. You don't need it.
Hariona.
Okay. I suppose I'll just do my attack. 7, 18.
18 is its AC. So.
Awesome. 3, 10.
10 damage?
Yes. And I do not save. And my doggy does not save.
Alright. Oh, the slime gets to go again. Oh, let's see if that.
Did I roll the save? Does anybody remember?
Not recharges.
No, you didn't. No,
I don't think you did, no.
Yes,
you're fine.
Okay.
So. Remove that crap. Oh, everyone's all nice and close again.
We didn't really move.
Yeah, it doesn't want to move into fire. It kind of upsets it when it does things like that.
Well, it's already on fire.
Yeah, it's already on fire. If it starts its turn there, it takes 3 more damage. So.
3 more.
Not a lot of fire damage, but a little.
Okay. It erupts
a little bit.
It erupts slightly different looking slime out of it.
Ew.
In a burst 3, so 1, 2, 3, which so still Mrs. Cariona and Mrs. Clark, but we'll start with Belda.
What?
This is versus Reflex. 20 versus Reflex.
Ouch.
Against Nathan's character, 21 versus Reflex. Rogar. 8 versus Reflex.
Totally, I dodge into the blow.
Sweet. And Belladonna, an 11 versus Reflex. So it just hits the two dwarves.
No dwarves stunned. That's what we have left.
Dwarves with a reflex.
Both the dwarves take 10 points of damage, plus an ongoing 5 acid damage save ends.
Ooh.
Nathan screams and curses.
Yep. I'm just going to write on the back here. 10 damage, you said 4 ongoing?
Mm-hmm.
You win?
Anyway. Alrighty. Clark's up now.
21.
That'll hit it.
He'll take 6.
He's got a sweet spot there.
No kidding.
Okay. It's still not bloodied.
I'm gonna split.
Belda.
Probably.
I need to back up.
You'll know when you hit bloodied. These things have a lot of hit points. Belda.
I'm gonna use my armor's benefit and do my once a day healing surge for free.
Okay.
There we go. Alright. And I have to take damage from the acid. Mm-hmm. It was 5.
Yes, 5 acid damage.
I wrote down 4. Is it 5?
5 acid damage, save ends.
Okay. Can I save against the acid now? Or do I have to wait?
You have to wait till the end of the turn.
Okay. I figured, so I took the damage, I might as well save. But. Alright. Swinging at the slime, doing... Yeah, we'll just do another recovery strike. Missing at the slime.
Man, I think slime is just, you know, what I need to throw against you guys to kill you.
Clearly. And then I save.
And you do save. You're fine. So you.
And I actually want to burn my action point.
Okay.
I'm going to swing at the slime again.
19.
That will hit the slime, unless your attack bonus is -2.
No.
Just want to check. You never know.
All right. Our math skills today, it might be.
It might just be.
It takes 19 points of damage, and I regain...
19?
It was my even strike.
Holy hell.
It's double weapon damage. And that's my one shot.
All right. Good news. It's bloodied now. Bad news is, when it bloodies, it uses its slime eruption again automatically. Which is a close burst 3. So.
Ah!
21 versus reflex on you.
Yup.
13 versus reflex on Nathan.
That'll be no.
Alright. A 12 versus reflex on Rogar. And a... Natural 20, 26 versus reflex on you. All right. Well, you're going to take 12 points of the acid damage.
Uh-huh.
And I'll actually use it. Use the correct power this time.
Cheat. Yeah, I'm bloody now.
Everyone else who got hit takes 7 points of damage. Those who got missed take 3 points of damage.
Well, there goes the whole point in burning a healing surge.
You're still standing.
All right. So that happens on Belda's action when you whack it. Was there anything else you were doing?
Nope.
All right. It is Nathan's turn. Or Ragnar's turn. Whoever's running with him right now.
He does not save yet, so he takes 5 damage.
Okay. Yay. Rogar, have you been saving against your effects?
Yeah, I can't roll.
It's blue goo! I'm only used to Clark goo, not blue goo!
Clark's like... I'll see you get away from my man.
That's a counter. I think he's gonna try his strength of stone.
Whoa, man. Whoa. I know Kung Fu.
And probably not hit with a. What did you get?
15 versus AC.
That will miss versus AC, sadly enough.
And he gets to roll again for. He saves against the.
Okay, so he's not taking his acid damage. Belladonna.
I'm angry.
Belladonna.
Now, this most recent burst of acid blast stuff, do we take ongoing damage from that?
No.
Okay. Wanted to clarify.
Well, since I am bloodied, I'm going to use my minor action to go into my... Razor claw shifting, which I don't exactly know what it does. I don't think it makes me shift into my beast form, because it doesn't say it does. However, until the end of the encounter, my speed is increased by 2 and I get a plus 1 to my AC and reflex.
Rock on.
So my AC is going to be a 19 and my reflex is going to be 16.
Now, is that only if you remain bloodied or does that matter?
You must be bloodied. Okay. I don't know. It doesn't say. In order to do it, I have to be bloodied. So that was my minor action. I'm going to move back here.
All right.
I'm going to throw something at it. Actually, I'm going to do my storm spike again.
All right.
22 nice. Versus reflex.
That'll hit it.
God damn it, I can't roll a d8. 5 points of damage, and it has to move again.
2 squares.
Yep. Yay. I know it's not afraid of my additional 3 points of damage, but...
Rogar's turn. It is.
I believe in you, Rogar!
I will furious poke it. I will poke it a lot. It will take 2. And then Nathan will have a plus 5 to hit and damage. And then... Ah,
Carry on.
I'd like to use Bastion of Defense, but there's no point in doing it while I'm weakened and dazed.
It's blue! It's clashing! It's clashing! Carry on.
Attack. Definitely misses.
Alrighty. Back to the top with the Slime of Doom. Takes how much damage?
3. It doesn't move.
Okay, Mags, you know about the reviews, interviews, news, and discussions that we have here on All Games Considered. But before you join up, we should tell you about the curse.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what's this about?
The co-host curse. I mean, you know, first there was just Mike and his bizarre gardening accident. Poor
bizarre
guy.
Bizarre gardening.
And then there was the first Chris. He choked on...
Mark, what does this have to do with anything?
Well, you guys are going through co-host at an alarming rate.
And it's not going to get better if Mark keeps scaring them away.
All Games Considered, featuring news and conversations about all aspects of tabletop gaming, is a proud member of Goblin, the gaming broadcast network.
Start your journey at www.agcpodcast.info.
Let me guess, the second Chris spontaneously combusted during a recording, right?
Yeah, how did you know?
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.